This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, we got a lot to talk about. Calcium supplements are, again, back in the news for the exact same reason that they keep coming back into the news. Apparently, they increase your risk of heart attack, upping your risk of heart disease. And we're talking about these calcium supplements that so many people take. So we need to talk about that. And, you know, a lot of us also pop Tums, you know, and Rolaids, and those have calcium carbonate in them. Are those of a concern? So this isn't just say, oh, you know, this is a woman thing, you know, the women have to take calcium, I don't take calcium supplements. You may not think you're actually taking a calcium supplement, but what happens when you're popping the Tums or popping the Rolaids? So we need to talk about that. We also need to talk about that we could be washing our hands too much. Okay? We wash our hands, right? We've been told to wash our hands. We told you to use soap and water. Okay, now all the antimicrobial soaps are off the market because we're not supposed to be, the companies are not supposed to be advertising that they're antimicrobial if they're not. So, you know, we're back to soap and water and we're like, yay! Well, now we're being told we could be washing our hands too much. All right, is this a conspiracy to save water and soap, or is there some science behind this? Another study comes out linking high blood pressure to dementia and Alzheimer's. Why? Why is high blood pressure a bad thing for our brains? You think, well, with high blood pressure, we got more pressure, which means it is pushing that blood into the brain where it should go. Yeah, you got some extra pressure as opposed to low blood pressure. That's what I would think. It's not the case. So we'll talk about that. Then some of you guys live in big cities. Some of you guys live in little cities. But people who live in the big city, you're not screwed. You may actually be healthier. There's a study out saying you could be healthier if you live in a big city as opposed to a small town. So we're going to talk about that. Antidepressants linked to suicide now and violent behavior. We're going to talk about that. And we're also going to talk about why we may not be able to live longer than 125 years for those of us that really want to live till 140. So you can see we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Some of you have realized that over the past couple weeks, you haven't seen a lot of your Jewish coworkers around, because it's been high holidays, all right? And everybody be nice. Come on, be nice. And so a bunch of us Jewish people, Jews, were in temple. And, you know, it was Rosh Hashanah, which is, you know, our New Year. Yeah, we still celebrate New Year's on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. Yeah, of course we do. Yeah, yeah. But this is the Jewish New Year, you know, because we're on the lunar calendar. Okay? And so it's a New Year. And between Rosh Hashanah and between Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur, Yom means day in Hebrew. Yom, you know, like Yom Tov means good day. You know, if you're like, eh, good day, man. You're like, eh, Yom Tov. And then Kippur, like, is atonement. So we were supposed to be atoning for our sins. And one thing we do when we atone for our sins is we fast. You know, so we fast for 24 hours, no food and no water. And I know a lot of you guys are like, well, wait a second, Dahlia, with your sins, really, you think that's going to cut it? No, it doesn't cut it. No way. I would have to fast for 3.5 years straight just to barely get through what I did in college. I mean, but you know what? I mean, God only asked us to atone, or not to atone. We're supposed to be atoning all the time, but anyway, just fast for a day, so I do. So basically, what my fast did, my 24-hour fast, took care of the night of November 13th, 1989. Okay, that's basically what, yeah, okay? So I'm at least good for that one. We read from the Torah, which are the first five books of the Bible. You know, Genesis, Leviticus, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, right? And so, I like to read from the Torah, and, you know, you chant it, so you have to learn the Hebrew, you have to learn, you know, the music to it, and it's a really, really solemn time, because you're up there in front of the Torah, and you get to see the Torah. You're not supposed to touch it, because you're not supposed to get, you know, your sweat and your dirty fingers all over it. So you use something called a yad, which in Hebrew is a hand, and they use this, not like a dead body's hand, it's like a metallic pewter thing that touches the Torah. So you're up there, and you basically have to know this almost by memory. And so I've been studying for the past 2-3 months, and I do this every year. Every year I go up there and I do Hebrew. For some reason, I knew I was off. And, you know, I was kind of nervous, and I get up there, and you have people that, are standing next to you when you read from the Torah, because if you mispronounce a word, okay, that could be pretty serious, because you can mispronounce it and turn it into a cuss word very easily. You know, my father was Israeli. So, you know, I tried to speak Hebrew to him, and he's like, you just called me a blank, blank, blank. And then he can't do this. You got to be very, very careful. So, unfortunately, while I was up there, I said some words. I mixed up some of the vowels. And as they corrected me, I go, oh, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. And you're not supposed to do that. In the prayer, you're just supposed to move on, especially since nobody even knows what the heck you're saying. So, I guess the reason why I'm talking about it is because I feel bad, because me, who's been in show business, who's been in front of the mic for years, I had an off day, and unfortunately, it was an off day when it really, really counted. So, not that any of you guys would hear this, nothing like that ever makes headlines, of course, thank the Lord, but the reason why I brought this up is we all have off days. I know it makes it look so easy. Just turn on the mic and I sit in a room all by myself talking to myself. Yeah, Blake sometimes hops on, or Tom does, but I'm in a room talking to myself, so it's easy. When you're in front of a room full of people and you have to sing something on key with the vowels and everything memorized, it's hard. So don't worry if you have an off day. We all have an off day. That's just what happens. All right? Good. Hope that makes you feel better. Makes you feel better. Makes me feel better. You see that? Did you see that little Freudian slip? This makes me feel better. I know. You know, many of you guys are like, gosh, why doesn't Dahlia see a psychologist? Because you guys are my therapy. I get to come on air every day and talk about my stuff. All right, guys, when we come back, we'll take your medical questions. Apparently, we have your calls. When I was off yesterday praying, you guys called in. We'll get to some of your calls. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you how it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW, or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Past tense, future tense, subjective. We're here. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks again to Genesis Communications Network for helping us and making the show happen. And Blake, who is working the dial today. I know Blake says such a good job. Hey, hi, Blake. Blake rocks. All right, many of you guys have called when I was doing my fast, which, by the way, if I did mess up on the Torah portion, please keep in mind it was because I had no food or water. Okay, so I did a pretty good job considering. You guys are so mean to me, so critical. All right, let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Good morning, Dr. Dahlia. My name is Terrell. I'm a dedicated fleet truck driver. This is basically an overall driver, but I have a dedicated route that I drive to Southern California back to Las Vegas, Nevada daily. I average about 500 miles a day. I start at about, on average, between 12 to 3 a.m. in the morning. And I'm always having trouble with my energy level and maintaining my energy and staying awake. I was calling because I was trying to see if you could find out or if you had any information about something that I could take in supplement for that will really help boost my energy. I've already tried to B12. I currently take a probiotic, multivitamin, and an antioxidant, and I've been B12. So if there's anything else that can help with B12, I greatly would appreciate it.
Okay, all right, good. Yeah, I wish I could talk to you. I apologize, everybody, for the quality of that call. Looks like his cell phone was having issues with service. But basically, if you couldn't get what he was asking, it looks like he's a truck driver. And God bless our truck drivers out there, man. Ooh, I love you guys and what you do for us. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And basically, he was saying that he is having energy issues. And it sounds like he's tried probiotics, sounds like he's tried B12, and it sounds like he's tried vitamins. And it's not working. So what do I suggest to up his energy? So whenever I hear that B12 doesn't help and vitamins aren't helping, then I'm thinking that it's not a B12 issue. If you're taking probiotics and you're fatigued, then it's probably not a bacterial gut issue. So as a doctor, you know, my first thing is to look at you medically. Okay, and even though there's and I'm going to give you guys some tips on how to try and boost your energy, but my job is to make sure that there's nothing medically going on. And the easiest thing for us to test, I know everybody's going to say thyroid. And yes, thyroid is important. I would definitely do a blood test. I'd recommend a thyroid blood test. I'd recommend a blood test for anemia, check your iron levels. I'd also check your B12 levels, etc. But if you're tired, then I go to your sleep and I evaluate your sleep. Now, you may say, but I sleep fine. I sleep good. I sleep 9 hours a night. Okay, that's awesome. But is it good deep sleep? Is it good quality sleep? So whenever somebody is tired, I immediately want to look at if they have any form of sleep apnea. And I know a lot of you guys groan and go, no. Don't check us for sleep apnea because then I'll lose my job. If you find it, then you... Well, I see, the sleep study test is one of the most underutilized tests because nobody wants to be told they have sleep apnea. Because if they're told they have sleep apnea, they then have to turn around and be fitted with a CPAP device, which is a continuous positive airway pressure device that pushes air in so you're getting the oxygen that you need. Because apparently with sleep apnea, most commonly you can have obstructive, where the tongue is falling back to the back of the throat and preventing you from having a nice open airway, just the way your jaw sits, or if you're obese and you have a lot of fat in your neck, that unfortunately could prevent you from having a big oropharynx opening back there. So, what we have to do is we've got to push air through. You can't just hook somebody up to oxygen. That's not going to cut it. You have to, because obviously there's oxygen in your bedroom. I mean, you're obviously breathing oxygen. The problem you have is you're not getting that air pushed past what's blocking it. So that's obstructive sleep apnea. Then you have central sleep apnea where some mechanism is just causing you to stop breathing in your sleep. So with that being the case, we have to, you know, be obviously, you know, aggressive. And again, we want to make sure you're continuously getting oxygen into you. So many people are like, I can't sleep with the mask, so I don't want anything to do with that. And they, you know, they hide for getting a sleep study. So the first thing I would say is, you know, there's only so much you could do and in your waking hours to try and stay awake. But any of us realize if we don't get good sleep, then you're not, there's nothing you could do that next day. You know, yeah, you could drink as many Red Bulls as the day is long. That's just going to probably put you into a heart arrhythmia. It's not going to help you with that energy. So first and foremost, we got to figure out how you're sleeping. Second, we need to get you more exercise. Truck drivers, and it's not by their choice, okay? They are some of the most unhealthiest patients because their job is to sit for hours on end. And so you got to get out of the truck. As soon as you feel tired, you got to get out of that truck. You got to pull it over. I mean, obviously pull it over. Stop the truck. Okay, you got to stop the truck. Don't jump out of a truck. Yeah, that'll wake you up. But pull over and then just walk around your truck a couple times. And if you think people driving on the highway are going to make fun of you, of course. We always make fun of truck drivers. We always do. We don't mean to make fun of you guys. I love you guys. But, you know, before I learned to appreciate you guys were the big, huge trucks in my way when I was trying to speed down the highway. So people are already talking bad about you anyway. So don't worry about that. Pull the truck over, walk around. No one's going to throw anything at you. And if you want, you can walk back and forth by the side where nobody can see you. I mean, when you guys get out to go pee. Okay, right? So, and I love you guys, but, you know, just know that, I hope this isn't news to anybody, but people on the highway make fun of you guys a lot. Okay, it's not nice, but they do. I love you guys. So, you gotta get out of the truck and you gotta move. Exercise will wake you up. Now, maybe you just need a nap. Maybe your energy is going down because your body really wants to rest. So that also has to be evaluated. From a medical standpoint, definitely check the thyroid, check the anemia, check your salts, check your kidneys, check your liver. All right, but let's assume everything is fine. Okay, let's assume everything is good. All right, WebMD talks about manganese. We don't talk a lot about manganese, but manganese is a mineral needed for about, they say, 300 biochemical reactions in the body. Plus, it helps break sugar down, glucose down into energy. So according to a study from the Department of Agriculture's Human Nutrition Research Center in Grand Forks, North Dakota, yay, Grand Forks, women with magnesium deficiencies had higher heart rates that required more oxygen to do physical tasks, meaning their bodies had to work harder because of their low magnesium levels. I'm sorry, I said manganese, I meant magnesium. So magnesium is pretty important. So if you're taking a multivitamin, let's say, maybe you're not taking enough. Apparently the recommended magnesium dose is 300 milligrams for women and 350 milligrams for men. But listen, eat nuts. Eating almonds, hazelnuts, cashews, this gives you some essential fatty acids, and it also gives you some good vitamins, okay? They also recommend halibut. Halibut helps. WebMD also talks about walking around the block. Yes, that's what I said. They say a brisk 10-minute walk not only increased energy, but the effect lasted up to 2 hours. So if you pull over every 2 hours, take a quick walk, not too bad. Power naps can help. Another big problem is we skip breakfast. Or we eat too big a breakfast, okay? You get tired because your body wants to metabolize or because your body's not getting the energy. I would recommend you eat something every few hours, but something healthy, okay? Whether it's a piece of spinach or a piece of celery, even if you want to eat some junk food, not that that helps energy. See, a lot of people go, gosh, you know, she says to eat vegetables, but I'd rather eat that. For the fine. I don't care. You can eat the crap also if you want. Just get the vegetable in. Okay? Every 2-3 hours, get a vegetable in you. And I think that's going to help. Also, what if you don't like your job? If you don't like your job, that's going to be a problem. So when somebody has low energy, you know, if you're not excited about your job, and I'm not saying this for truckers, but, you know, with any sort of job. I mean, if I didn't like being on air, I would be really, really tired. But when I love the stories and I love, you know, taking the calls and, you know, making fun of Blake, you know, I get so excited. You know, Tom giving Tom a bunch of crap, that's fun. So I get excited and I get my mojo going. You got to drink a lot of water also. Stay hydrated. Drink water. If you drink water, that could, you know, help you too. Don't forget your whole grains. You could get a little bit of caffeine in you if you wanted to, but I'm afraid that makes you tired later in the day. I hope that helps, and thank you, all truck drivers out there. Thank you. Don't go away. Calcium supplements causing heart attack. We'll be right back.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so calcium supplements could give you a heart attack. This isn't the first time we talked about this. And this is very frustrating because for years we've been hearing these studies saying people taking calcium pills can be more likely at risk to have a heart attack. And here we are as medical providers telling you to take your calcium. And you're like, what the hell am I supposed to do? And I know. So this is the latest thing. I'm frustrated too. Okay, because I'm starting to get to that age. And now y'all think I'm in my 20s. And I am. But I'm starting to get to that age where I got to worry about the bones and the hot flashes and all that. So according to this article published in the Journal of American Heart Association, people who took calcium pills were 22% more likely to have plaque buildup in their arteries. Researchers at Johns Hopkins Medicine analyzed 10 years of medical tests on more than 2,700 people in a federally funded heart study and found an association between the supplements and arteriosclerosis. Now, that is plaque buildup that hardens and narrows the arteries. This can cause heart attacks and strokes, obviously, because it prevents blood flow. Plus, a plaque could tear off and then cause an immediate clot, and then that immediate clot can therefore unfortunately cause an immediate thrombus that causes a heart attack. So that's what a clot is, a thrombus. So the scientists don't know why the supplements damage the heart. I got an idea. But if you get your calcium from natural foods, it helps prevent heart disease. Well, duh, because that's natural foods. So they say there is clearly something different in how the body uses and responds to supplements versus intake through diet that makes it riskier. According to Dr. John Anderson, a nutritionist who co-authored the report, it could be that supplements contain calcium salts, or it could be from taking a large dose all at once that the body is unable to process. Okay, that I think it's got to be something in the substrate that, and we've talked about this, and we'll talk about this in a second. Let's just finish with the study here. They say you could still indulge in dairy to get your calcium fix. They say 43% of American men and women take calcium pills, especially women over 60 looking to prevent osteoporosis. They say since many people are taking supplements also without a doctor's supervision. So they say our study adds to the body of evidence that excess calcium in the form of supplements may harm the heart and vascular system. Patients should really discuss any plan to take calcium supplements with their doctor to sort out a proper dosage or whether they even need them. So this comes from the new JAMA report that reveals more than half of Americans take supplements and more people begin taking them as they get older. They say a linked JAMA editorial warns that many supplements are little more than placebos, and even the ones that are proven to be useful are often overused or may interact adversely with medications. It suggests that doctors should start asking patients to share any supplements when they take or when giving their medication history. Okay, so how many of you guys pop a Tums or an antacid? How many of you do that? A lot of you do, right? Would you tell your doctor that's a supplement? Probably not. Okay? Because you're not taking it to supplement anything. When you got some tummy issues, you just deal with your tummy issues. Your acid. Well, many people use Tums as their calcium supplement. Okay? Because it's calcium carbonate. And a nice good dose of it. So here's my thing, okay? You cannot duplicate nature. We can't do that. So when we're taking a calcium supplement, what we're doing is we're taking something that has calcium in it. But whenever you try to mimic nature, you have to add some sort of travel system, vehicle. So the vehicle being used are a whole variety of different substrates to make that pill to get that calcium to you. Remember we talked about insulin. Why is it insulin in a pill? because, and they're working on it. And the reason why insulin, you know, for diabetes isn't in pill form is once insulin hits that stomach acid, it completely denatures. So the insulin has to be in a certain type of vehicle, if we do try to make this orally, that can withstand the stomach acid, pass into the small intestine, and then degrade. So these vehicles that the vitamin or mineral or hormone has to you know, be embedded in, my guess is the problem. And if you ever take a calcium supplement or whatever, it is chalky. It is powdery. And we don't think there's anything wrong with that. A lot of pills are powdery. So, now, some of you have, you know, asked about calcium supplements and kidney stones. Yeah, absolutely. The powder or the calcium supplement doesn't seem to, dissolve all the way. So as it goes through the kidneys, stops and gets clogged up in the filter. They could coalesce, or maybe you have high amounts of calcium. Maybe your body doesn't want one big, huge dose of calcium. That's something the study author brought up. You know, maybe it wants it in the form of, because think about it, okay, you drink a glass of milk. I can't stand milk. Unless it's like chocolate milk and there's a whole bunch of Nestle Quick, I don't like it. Okay, that's just me. Okay, but let's say, in theory, somebody's drinking a glass of milk and they're liking it. Okay? Blows my mind, but they do. All right, and you're saying, but you know what? I downed that whole glass of milk, Dahlia, so I'm taking it just as fast as a calcium supplement. Is your body absorbing it, though, as quickly as you drink it? No. Your body is smart. It absorbs as it wants to. So just because you drink something fast doesn't mean it's going to absorb it quicker. How many of you have eaten a very, very quick meal and then all of a sudden you feel like you're not digesting your food? Your body is going to digest on its own time. And that's how the body is. We really need to mic up and listen in. If your body spoke English, which would be pretty, pretty cool, it would be very interesting to see how it talked. You'd be probably like, oh, damn it, man, Dolly just had three pieces of pizza. She had chocolate. She had a Diet Coke with her. What the hell is she? I don't know what she's doing. I don't want to eat it. Just give her some gas. Give her some gas and she'll stop eating. Really? All right, let's give her some gas. Hey, call it.
What?
Give Dahlia some gas. She's eating too much and she's eating a bunch of crap.
She's going to yell at us again. Then she's going to talk about it on air and make the sounds.
Just do it. Give her some gas now because I need to. I'm going on my union break. Okay? I got a break coming up and I got all this stuff to do. I can't do it. And Nicole's like, all right, here we go. And then I'm like, what? Oh, my gosh, what happened to me? Yeah, and I really think that's what happens in the human body. So, So your body's going to do whatever it wants to, okay? So just realize this, and you have to appreciate the fact that things have to go a certain way. So, you know, when I talk to you guys about calcium supplementation, because some of you guys need extra calcium. Calcium is a very, very important mineral. And if you don't get enough calcium, you need to supplement it. Right, but you can't just pop 4 or 5 calcium tablets. Your body appears to only absorb about 500 milligrams at a time. So what happens to the rest of it? So my suggestion would be under the 500 milligram dose if you could. Double check your heart. There's CT angiography. There's a whole bunch of tests where they could look at the plaquing of the heart. But those of you where I am really, really, really honing in on with this is those of you guys popping antacids and you aren't telling your doctor that you are taking calcium supplements because you don't think they're calcium supplements. All right, and I would like to know, where is the study saying Tums or any of these products could possibly cause heart? You know, where are they set? Now, we got to be careful. I like Tums. I'm a big fan of Tums. I mean, you have antacid issues. I mean, you need to get that addressed. I don't want people scared and fighting their GERD, their gastroesophageal reflux disease, all by themselves. I mean, I want to make sure you guys aren't, you know, in a hyperacidic state. But from a GI standpoint, but it's something that needs to be looked at. 1-877, Dr. Ellie.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, four women have accused Donald Trump, and we knew this was coming, of groping or kissing them without their consent in news reports that were published yesterday. One of the women alleges that Donald Trump grabbed her breasts and tried to put his hand up her skirt during a flight more than three decades ago, the New York Times reported. Another says he kissed her on the mouth outside an elevator in 2005, according to the same report. A third woman says Trump groped her rear end at his Mar-a-Lago resort 13 years ago. The Palm Beach Post reported. Then a fourth woman, according to People Magazine reporter, says Trump kissed her without her consent when the two were alone in 2005 right before an interview she was about to conduct with Trump and his wife. So Donald Trump and his campaign have denied the allegations, but in the first of the three instances, the newspaper spoke to people close to the women, like friends, family members, significant other colleagues, who verified that they told them their stories about what happened months or years ago. In the fourth, the reporter wrote a first detailed person account of what she says happens on People's website. Yeah, I know. The first thing people were saying is, especially the one 30 years ago, why didn't she report him? Why didn't? But that's the problem. We've talked about this when, we had discussed, with the Bill Cosby cases, etc. Back then, many of us did not feel like we could very successfully report sexual assault or something inappropriate without there being certain consequences. And so these days, it's a lot easier. And, I'm grateful for us being able to have progressed in that. The problem is how do you know if someone's lying? All of a sudden now, John Trump's been running for office all this time. All of a sudden now we're hearing about it. So it's what really, really stings is, the first woman who cried rape who wasn't, or the first woman who cried sexual assault who wasn't, ruined it for the rest of us. So if anybody was really assaulted by Donald Trump, or really assaulted by Bill Cosby, or really assaulted, God forbid, in the future by anybody, the first thing people are going to think is, are they lying? Are they trying to get money? Are they trying to get somebody unelected? So, I don't know. And it's a shame, because if these women really were assaulted, they are going to be in for one hell of a ride now, because, it's coming up now. And, there's a presidential election in the weeks, and it really stinks that sexual assault has been brought up in this election as a political maneuver, as a political weapon. Because we are going to see in the next few weeks so much denial of it, like what happened with the the audio taping of Donald Trump from 11 years ago. What he said was absolutely disgusting, and it was very, very lewd. It happened 11 years ago, and hopefully he doesn't do it again, but it's disgusting. Unfortunately, the conversations that have been going back and forth are really, women, really, you're insulted by that? Come on. We've said worse. And so these are conversations, and maybe that, I've heard worse. I've definitely heard worse. I've had friends talk to me. It's a shame. Yes, I've heard worse. I wasn't insulted by that. But there's starting to be the discussion is going in the wrong direction. The discussion is going definitely in the wrong direction in terms of, come on, we should be able to talk like that. Okay, why is this discussion happening now? Why are we are tackling a very sensitive issue in the completely wrong context? So you're having people, because they are so afraid, 7 steps down the line with what could happen with Supreme Court justices, etc., if Trump doesn't make it, that you're having people say, you know what, the audio recording is okay. And it's a shame that a topic such as sexual assault that needs to be addressed, and sexual groping and sexual misconduct, etc. These are conversations that we should have had years ago. We should have, you know, in a different forum. Instead, there's going to be people defending Trump because we are so gosh darn worried about this election. So it's very, very frustrating. And so now there's women, and maybe these women are telling the truth, and they're not really going to get a fair. I would have advised them to have reported this not during an election year, because I don't know how far they're going to go now, and they're going to be doubted. There's going to be a lot of, their veracity is going to be questioned, and their truthfulness questioned. So, it's no one's talking about national security. No one's talking about our borders. It's very, very frustrating. And so it's a shame, because I think, you know, anybody who was sexually assaulted needs to have their day in court, needs to, we need to talk about being protected. We need to change this locker room talk if we can. I don't think we can. But because it's in the middle of this election, it's getting very, very skewed. And you're going to have people that appear to be for this behavior, and they're not. They just don't want a whole liberal Supreme Court. And that's, and if people are going to extrapolate that, it's okay, well, you think it's okay for someone to grope. No. Okay, it's thrust into now the mix when it deserves its own separate debate. But I think at a different time. One of you had written, this is a interesting email, doctor. While we're on politics, tell the Republican legislators over there, he writes, in Nevada, to get their act together. Abandoning Trump, really? He says Trump needs support no matter what a sleazeball he is. These politicians are destroying the GOP and need to go. If we lose this election, he writes, it's Paul Ryan and the rest of their faults. One thing I've noticed from a psychological standpoint is the Republicans were damned if they did, damned if they didn't. Okay, those of us that are conservatives, okay, we need to poop or get off the pot. Okay? When Trump decided to inject himself into this election, the original Republicans who said, no, I don't think this is a good idea. There's going to be a lot of skeletons in the closet, guys. No, there's going to be some issues. They, you know, if you really go back, you know, to those beginning people saying this is going to be a mistake, okay, we're going to have a problem, they were right. And they were trying to preserve the GOP, you know, that didn't have a candidate that had a lot of baggage with them. But Trump was threatening the third party run. So the majority said, look, you know, we got to get on board. And then people start to look at the establishment GOP, and I don't know if establishment is the right word, as being the bad guys. They're like, but we're going to have a problem, guys. We're not going to be able to win. You know, if all this stuff, whatever is, there's no way he has a perfect record. You know, he's going to say something. You know, if we want to preserve the GOP and show that we're pro-women, show that we're pro-minority, that we're pro-people, etc., we need to. And, the majority of people fought them on it. They go, we're going to support Trump. So all of a sudden here they are, you know, what are Republicans supposed to do? The establishment GOP. Are they supposed to get behind Trump? Or are they supposed to preserve, you know, what they feel are the GOP rights? So they're caught between a rock and a hard place. So for those of you saying they're not real Republicans, you got to go back and, you know, they were the ones that, you know, said, look, you know, we want to win. Said we may not be able to win with Trump. So I don't know. A lot of people still like Trump, still doing well in the polls. A lot of people like what he has to say, and he's not Hillary. So, that psychology, you know, when people vote for Trump, they're not voting for Trump because they like the guy. They're voting against Hillary. And they're really worried about the Supreme Court. So I can't talk to any of the Nevada legislatures because I'm in the media, so I kind of do my thing with the media. But, we can't have it both ways. Okay? You know, the Republicans were trying to do what they thought was right originally. 1-877, Doc Daly, don't go away.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.